From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Is the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico easing at all? BP isn't giving a lot of details about that today, so a lot of people are watching to figure out on their own. They're looking at the company's live video feed of the leaking well. The question is whether the company's latest effort to stop the gushing oil is working. BP started shooting a mix of mud and concrete into the well earlier this week. NPR's Richard Harris is also keeping an eye on the so-called spill cam.
When you look at the screen, you see a lot of material spewing out of holes on the top of the riser pipe that's coming out of the blowout preventer. And it's hard to interpret what that means, except you know that the well is still flowing or the mud is still flowing at a very high rate. I also noticed that there are additional holes on that pipe that were not there a couple of days ago. So the situation seems to be deteriorating.
NPR's Richard Harris. There is a link to that video feed at npr.org. BP says it'll be tomorrow or later before it's clear whether there's been any real progress. The beaches of the Florida Panhandle are untouched by the oil spill. Now, that comes as a surprise to Dr. Stephen Leatherman, who puts out an annual list of the nation's top 10 beaches. Leatherman says because of the spill, he didn't even consider the Panhandle for this year's list. From member station WUSF in Tampa, Susan Giles Wontuck has more.
Dr. Beach Stephen Leatherman says a month ago, when he made up his annual list of the country's best beaches, it looked like the Panhandle would be hit with tar balls from the BP gusher, so he left them out of the running. Now he says he feels differently.
The only oil we have on the beach is suntan oil, so that's the great news. And I don't see any weather systems that are going to be pushing it around anytime soon. I think we could well get through the whole summer, and BP better have that hole patched up well before then.
Leatherman has named three beaches in the Panhandle national winners over the years. This year, Cooper's Beach in Southampton, New York came in at number one. Siesta Beach in Sarasota, second. For NPR News, I'm Susan Giles Wontuck in Tampa.
North Korea says South Korea faked the sinking of a warship. Dwali Saikanto has more.
Photos and video released by the North's official Korean Central News Agency show military commanders talking to reporters and what look like foreign diplomats. During the briefing, North Korean Major General Park Rim-soo reacts to the South blaming Pyongyang for sinking the Chunan. Park says these anti-North Korean confrontations are an open declaration of war and an extraordinarily criminal act that he says pushes inter-Korean relations into a state of war. Both Koreas remain technically at war because the Korean War ended in a ceasefire, not a peace treaty. Meanwhile, in southern Seoul, military commanders met to discuss possible responses to future provocations by the North. Earlier this week, the commander of U.S. forces, General Walter Sharp, said North Korea should cease all acts of provocation. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
This is NPR. The U.S. military is acknowledging today killing 23 Afghan civilians earlier this year. A report says the crew of a remote-controlled drone aircraft provided inaccurate information ahead of the incident. The civilians were killed in February after they were mistaken for a convoy of Taliban insurgents. The report cites operational shortcomings in training, communication, and decision-making. The Taliban are responsible for most civilian conflict deaths in the country, but U.S.-led troops are accused of using indiscriminate firepower to fight the insurgents. A new report shows many people with HIV in the U.S. and Canada are still starting treatment too late after the immune system has already been damaged. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Between 1997 and 2007, there was an overall increase in people getting tested for HIV early in the infection. But most HIV patients did not begin treatment before the immune system had been seriously weakened. The CD4 cell count had dropped to 350. That's below the level that scientific guidelines recommend to begin treatment. There were more than 44,000 patients in the study, reported in this month's Journal of Clinical Infectious Disease. Survival improves the earlier a person begins HIV treatment, and early treatment also prevents the risk that people will spread HIV. Researchers say this study shows that new strategies to get people tested for HIV earlier are urgently needed. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
The National Hurricane Center says a tropical storm has formed in the Pacific Ocean. Tropical Storm Agatha is located off the coast of Guatemala, sustaining winds of 40 miles per hour. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.